Braden Brown now joined by Opie boys basketball coach. We got Chris Schmidt on the line. Coach, we always appreciate you stopping by. How you doing so far?
Doing good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
A strong week so far, already a couple of victories for the Eagles. A victory over Waubonsie and Mission Valley. Let's talk a little bit about that Tuesday win, Coach, over Mission Valley. What went well for you guys?
Well, I thought, midway through the first quarter, we really, our defense kind of stepped up and led to some offensive opportunities for us and kind of went on a run. And then kind of same thing in the third quarter. I thought we came out third quarter, really played well, moved the ball well offensively, got good shots. And it always helps when the ball's going in the hole.
When you look at the season so far, playing some really good ball, I know there were some high expectations coming in preseason, number one in 1A Division I. I saw you guys drop to number two in the latest poll. Has that been used as motivation at all?
Not really. We really don't talk a whole bunch about that. We just worry about what's in front of us. And this is a time of season where you're trying to, be playing your best basketball. Once the tournament's over, we really stress that these games all matter for postseason purposes, and each and every one's going to challenge us in a different way. We just try to go about our business and get better every day.
When you get to this part of the schedule and you start to see some new teams, it's not the two or three times that you see some of the Lyon County League clubs. Do you enjoy this time of year?
Absolutely. I think our schedule set up for us to, play teams that are a little bit different caliber, maybe in different ways. I always think it really helps us to prepare for the postseason.
Chris Schmidt stopping by, Opie boys basketball coach. Just a handful of games left in the regular season. Where do you see this team needing to improve if you want to go on that long playoff run?
I feel like the biggest thing is this consistency at both ends. We put stretches of defense together for 3-4 minutes, and then we'll have a couple minutes where we're just not quite at that same caliber. And kind of the same thing on offense. We get a little stagnant at times. We just need to be, consistent at moving the ball side to side, making the defense move, and working to get shots that we want.
When you look at tonight's opponent, Osage City, what do you know about them?
Well, Osage is, like you said earlier, it's one of those games we really look forward to playing because they are a very, very good fundamentally team. Coach Ford does a great job. It's always a game that kind of gives us a measurement of where we're at and what we got to get better at. Their defense is one of those defenses that really just press you. They force you down the sideline. They try to take one half the court away from you. And offensively, they're very fundamentally sound. They do things the right way. They're patient. So it's a game where you can't fall behind them because then they kind of control the tempo. So it'll be a big challenge for us for sure.
Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt stopping by. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a good day.